taking name since the Wisconsin uprising, the Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, are you getting inundated with the political ads down there?
Don't really watch a lot of television, Crudy, so...
What about the radio, man? You can't even escape it. I'm hearing it on rock and roll radio.
Yeah, I don't really listen to a lot of radio either.
Good thing you've chosen this, you know, secondary vocation in media.
But I will say this. I do see lots of local ads on the web pages of my different news websites that I go to.
Yes, you know, big fundraising deadline tonight.
No one's
mentioned it to you. They're all trying to.
Oh, I am on a couple of texts as well. Yes, I'm aware. Apparently, it's dire out there for everybody. It's like, God, he needs money.
Well, Olakara, he is trying to make a statistical threshold. 5,000 donors, I think he requires. And I've been getting peppered by the Olakara campaign. I don't know how they got me, but they got me. You know what I mean? It's like, whoa, whoa. Here comes another text from Stephen Olakara asking for one little dollar.
$1.
The price of one pack of firecrackers in 1982. Not inflation adjusted, you understand.
So what he needs, what, 5,000 donors to be eligible for the debate? Is that the deal?
The debate coming up about 2 weeks from now in
July.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah.
And, you know, if you don't make it on the stage and you are a U.S. senatorial candidate, you ain't a real candidate. You know what I mean? If you're not on the stage, you don't count. The voters aren't going to vote for you. I apologize to, you know, there are actually some pretty damn good candidates that, you know, are going to fall in 5th, 6th, 7th place. Better than a lot of the Republicans currently in leadership on the legislative side here in the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah, no doubt.
What I mean? Because you met some of those people and you're just like, man, Scott Walker once enumerated, the former Republican gubernator of the state of Wisconsin, enumerated all the jobs he didn't feel like he was qualified for.
It was a long list.
It was a fairly comprehensive list. I didn't know if that was the best way to showcase whatever he perceived his limited skill set to be.
You wouldn't hire me to be a neurosurgeon. You wouldn't hire me to run condos. You wouldn't hire me to run HP. You probably wouldn't hire me to run the United States Senate.
We wouldn't want to hire you to say a speech.
Or run the Reagan Ranch.
Well, the ranch, I mean, there's a lot of crap on the ranch, so that seems very appropriate, shoveling, you know, the ranch crap.
Well, anyways, I've lost my point other than the fact Scott Walker is a wanker and way too Reagan-esque. Wannabe. You know, some people want to be something, and there are things you can aspire to be. You could try to be like the Devil's Advocates. That'd make you super cool.
You could only try.
But to want to be Ronald Reagan... And wanted so badly. And, you know, he knows how little he brought to governance. It was purely ambition. That's all he had. You know, all Scott Walker's got going for him is ambition. But earlier, way back, a couple hours ago, I was talking about, you know, Wisconsin, as goes Wisconsin with Kristen Pry. And she's going to launch her new show on July 5th. Excited about that on the Shaw, noon to 2. But, you know, Scott Walker foreshadowed, and I know it's sort of a blurry analogy here, but he foreshadowed Trump in this way in the state of Wisconsin. The Wankinator used right-wing talk radio. And I don't think a lot of people realized, even during the primary process, earlier during the 2016 elections, Donald Trump called into right-wing talk radio constantly. And if you're a local host, you got a presidential-level candidate, I mean, you take that call. Now, Trump did hang up on your girl, Vicky McKenna, once upon a time.
yes.
And to think how she has evolved, right?
Right, yes.
Because Vicky McKenna is fully Trump abrasive. Hell, big lie. I mean, I'm sure she's got the T-shirt, right? And the anti-vaxxer, oh, I'm sure she's got a mask she's never worn that says, you know, arrest Fauci or something very appropriate. But Trump used right-wing talk radio. Scott Walker used the platform that is right-wing talk radio. So, you know, the fact that we are solidifying our foothold here in lefty talk radio, super cool talk radio, and we're bringing more allies on board. I feel very good about that. You know, yes. Now, do I have 81 outlets, El Guapo? Do I have a plethora of radio stations? No, not yet, but, you know, maybe more than we used to.
It is
a... Did you say I have a plethora?
A plethora. I would say there's a lot of upside there, Crudy. Certainly having more platforms to have these discussions and relay our points of view and our whimsical and fun and entertaining way that we do, I think that provides value. I mean, short of showing up at the bar and sitting at the end and you know, having some drinks and shooting some dice or some darts or some pool and talking some politics, I mean, this is where you do it. This is how you do it. That's how they used to do it. And that's how, you know, radio is becoming. As we talk about, you know, the up north and outstate and areas that have very limited ability to, you know, you can great have a smartphone, good luck getting a signal. You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of upside to doing so. And, you know, perhaps we should go on tour a little bit, Crudy, because I think people will engage. And I think the exposure is important. It was important to me. If you are in your lane and in your bubble,
you mean
your
media
line of
exposure,
thought, and,
not your typical streaking sort of exposure.
No,
right?
of course.
Just clarity's sake.
Yes, exposure to new ideas, different perspectives, different people, different cultures, different everything, right? And take them all for what they are, and hopefully you can find people you trust that will help and discuss things and give you room. And as we should give other people room to explore their thoughts and their feelings and how they relate to things. So if all you hear is white Christian nationalism all day long, every day, if they've groomed you to that degree and that's all you know, and you go to church every Sunday and you slide over to that bar right after church to watch the Packer game at noon, right? And you go back on the farm and because they got to get milk twice a day at four, you know, you are in a spot where your information is limited and your exposure is certainly limited. If you don't know a trans person, if you don't know a black person, if you don't know anybody that are in these situations, or perhaps make it real easy, if you don't know a woman who got pregnant, who she didn't do that by herself and had to consider an abortion, maybe that exposure would, you know, help you in your analysis of what we as a society should do to help our fellow human beings.
Yeah, but I can't afford your par tab all across the state of Wisconsin.
Oh, it's not too bad, man.
We'll have to take steps. I just got back from lacrosse, but I'll go back on the road, man. I'm always down for a road trip, a party. We welcome aboard a new party girl. She is Kristen Bry. Tune in, please, for As Goes Wisconsin, starting on Tuesday, July 5th, noon to 2. And a little bit later this evening, our pal Joel Clayfish doing his hunting, fishing, stabbing, eating, cooking. He cooks it somewhere in there, right? Joel Clayfish, Raised in the Shaw on Thursday nights. Don't forget, live programming right up to the 4th. And then, you know, we're all taking the weekend off. See you on Tuesday, right, Dom? Or Wednesday, as the case may be.
Have a great 4th, everybody.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
Would you say I have a plethora?
The devil!